Tuesday. Today is October the 22nd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, without a lot of rainfall across much of the western U.S., the Mississippi River water levels are running low again. That obviously impacts transportation and the shipment of grains. We're going to take a look at that and also talk about the fertilizer trends coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
The lower Mississippi River making agricultural headlines. As fall harvests of record corn and soybean crops is in full swing across the country, river conditions continue to worsen, stalling barges trying to move up and down the lower Mississippi River. In addition, barge drafts and tow sizes have had to be cut. Now, the normal draft, which is the distance between the waterline and the deepest point of that boat or barge, when river conditions are good, is about 12 feet at 1,500 tons. On the Illinois River, barges are regularly loaded to about a 9-foot draft at 900 tons. Right now, they're experiencing levels that are between 11 and 11 and a half feet. Each foot of draft is reduced means that a barge's cargo is cut by about 200 tons and will cost shippers money, as they're paying the same amount for freight to ship less product. In addition, that will create the need for more barges to pick up the slack. In turn, those costs may be passed on to farmers who haul grain to river terminals, or worst case, river terminals in the low water areas may have to stop taking grain. Now, so far, there haven't been any reports of that happening yet, and after checking corn basis bids at some of the terminals in the lower Mississippi River, there is no indication yet that basis is weaker due to those conditions. However, that all could change as the river levels continue to fall. Now, a recent post on the U.S. National Weather Service Lower Mississippi River Forecast Center Facebook page said the river forecast is now dropping below 10 foot, and the U.S. ACE Great Lakes and Ohio Division have resumed low water operations with partners for additional coordination beginning this week. Discharges are being regulated to mitigate lower stages at Cairo. Toward the end of October and early November, they're seeing the potential for significant low stages in the 5.5-foot range at Cairo with no additional rainfall. Dredges do continue to work in areas where grounding has taken place earlier in the fall and areas where the river is low. At mile marker 540 near Greenville, Mississippi, the dredge Jarden continues to dredge with rolling 24-hour closures, according to the American Commercial Barge Line. Dredge Hurley continues dredging below Memphis at the mile marker 711, but so far no closures are impacting barge traffic. Now, should conditions worsen, more dredging will be put to work, dredging to keep a 9-foot channel open for traffic and hopefully prevent barge groundings, especially on the bends, is what they're looking at. Now, in related news, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers back at the end of August announced they will be constructing an underwater sill to arrest saltwater progression into the Mississippi River. The operational trigger has been met for the Army Corps in New Orleans District to construct an underwater sill across the bend of the Mississippi River to channel and arrest further upriver progression of saltwater from the Gulf of Mexico. That underwater barrier, built to arrest the upriver movement of saltwater and reduce the risk of freshwater intakes along the river, will be constructed near Myrtle Grove, Louisiana, using sediment dredging from an area designed for that purpose, and the sill will take approximately 2 weeks to complete once the contract has been awarded and the dredge mobilized, but it will demonstrate benefits in advance of completion, the Army Corps said in a press release. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Retail fertilizer prices surveyed by DTN for the first week of October continued to show average prices for nutrients lower than last month. Now, there is some questions with the flooding that went on down in Florida and phosphorus production, but prices for 7 of the 8 major fertilizers were lower compared to last month, and that's a trend for several weeks now. No fertilizer has had a significant increase or decline. DAP had an average price of $735 per ton. MAP was at $805 a ton. Potash at $448 a ton, while urea was at $485. 10-34-0 was at $590 a ton. UAN-28 was at $316 a ton, and UAN-32 came in at $350 per ton. Now, one fertilizer was slightly more expensive than a month ago, that being anhydrous. It had an average price of $688 a ton. The last month, it was at $684. Now, on a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was at 53 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Anhydrous was at 42 cents. UAN 28 was at 56 cents. And UAN 32 was at 55 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Now, as we said a week ago, Hurricane Milton was bearing directly down on Tampa, Florida, and that's the home to several phosphorus mines, which process that product into fertilizer. This could be bad news for phosphorus prices, already facing higher levels than a year ago and short supplies. Analysts say it will depend on how the workforce is able to return based on the amount of damage to the residents and if they're able to get the plant back up and running in a timely fashion. Now, prices for all but two fertilizers are lower compared to where they were a year ago. MAP is 1% higher, while DAP is 3% more expensive looking back a year. And the remaining six fertilizer prices are actually lower, with 1034O down 4%, UAN 28 being 11% less expensive than last year. Potash is 12% lower, and anhydrous is 15% less expensive, while both urea and UAN 32 are 16% lower compared to a year ago. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.